Hello and welcome, mission members. Today, Sandra Anderson will be presenting on the topic, the vagus nerve and pranayama. The tagline is how to catch hold of your nervous system. I'd like to take a few moments to thank you for being a mission member. Your continued support gives us the option to have events like these live streams, as well as mission programs on campus and for our global humanitarian efforts. Thank you so much for being a subscriber to the Wisdom Library. Sandra Anderson, or Sandy, as she's often known to most of us, has been studying yoga for over 25 years. She was initiated in the Himalayan tradition in 1988. She has a unique background. She studied the natural sciences, classical yogic text, and Sanskrit. This unique perspective gives her a spiritual richness in this very, very chaotic and modern world we live in. She is the co-author of the award-winning book Yoga Mastering the Basics, and she was a contributing editor and columnist for Yoga International magazine. Sandra is also a key facilitator on campus for our certification programs, including the 200 and 500 hour teacher training programs. If you would like to study with Sandy in person, we have many opportunities in the spring, summer, and fall of 2017. Her most recent program is May 5th through the 7th. It's entitled Tantric Yoga, Accessing the Subtle Body. If you'd like more information on that program or any of Sandy's upcoming programs, please visit our website on our events page. But without further ado, I would like to introduce to the stage the talented and brilliant Sandra Anderson.
Thank you, Constance. Hello. My earliest memories of my first visit to the Himalayan Institute in 1988 involve standing by the side of the road before dawn with a very cold morning and sticking my finger down my throat to stimulate the gag reflex. The most vivid experience of that entire stay. And all these years later, after much study and practice and teaching, I've come to appreciate that technique, the subtlety of it, the elegance of it, along with the subtle elegance of many of the other techniques of yoga that continue to expand in their reach from the pure physical into the more subtle understanding. So today, I promise we won't be doing any gagging or throwing up, but we are going to look at the same area of the throat. And if we look at that area of the throat and some of the anatomy around the throat and the back of the mouth, we'll begin to hopefully understand how to refine some of the other yoga techniques that involve this area of the body. And I'm thinking specifically about the pranayamas Bhramari and Ujjayi. So we will first look at the anatomy and some of the nervous system that innervates that area of the body. And then we will do a little stretching. I'll have Serena come on stage and we'll do a few stretches to begin to center the body and mind and open up breathing. And then we'll actually do the pranayama practices and see if we can find a way to refine our technique that allows us to get beyond the mere physical benefits of those practices and a little bit more to the higher and more refined goals of yoga practice in general. So if we look at the anatomy, we have in the back of the throat, is known as the pharynx, and that's the soft palate, the place where you start the downward descent when you're swallowing. And then the larynx is another structure in the throat, the voice box, essentially. And you can see here that both of them are innervated by the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is the main nerve of the autonomic nervous system, the part of the autonomic nervous system known as the parasympathetic nervous system. So just to review, the autonomic nervous system controls the mostly unconscious functions of housekeeping and the physiology in our body and our heartbeat and the movement of the food through the digestive system and all the things that are going on beneath the level of our conscious awareness. It also includes the sympathetic nervous system, which gives us the storied stress response, so our reaction to preserve ourselves. So the two main branches would be the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. And the vagus nerve is the main component of the parasympathetic nervous system, and its job is to manage the situation, our inner dynamics, when we are not threatened from the outside, when we don't need to be fighting or attending to life-threatening kinds of events. So the vagus nerve then has, you can see that it runs through the whole core of the body. And here's the heart, the lungs, the diaphragm, the stomach, the intestines, the small intestine, part of the large intestine. It's involved in all of those kind of physiological things that are going on. And part of what it does is it is responsible for toning down the sympathetic response, the stress response, which turns all this off and prepares us to fight or flight, essentially. So the idea being, if you are about to become somebody's lunch, there's no need to digest your own lunch. So that part turns off, and you go into mode of being able to defend yourself, which, of course, is a good thing. The problem is that the sympathetic nervous system, for a lot of us, gets stimulated, but then there's a low level of that kind of stimulation that hangs around unnecessarily in our system. And we end up with anxiety, with inflammation, with a whole host of diseases that are difficult to manage and are really related to this nervous system being out of balance. So the term vagal tone refers to the capacity of the vagus nerve to be able to adjust the response in the nervous system once the threat is over, to be able to tone down the response of the body to this, to the stressful situation that the sympathetic nervous system has turned on. And that vagal tone is measured by variability in the heart rate. It's related to respiration, and it's related again to this capacity of the nerves to actually, the vagus nerve to respond when it's appropriate. So when we see all the different places that the vagus nerve is engaged, we begin to see how many of our yoga techniques may be about actually stimulating the vagal nerve. And when that vagus nerve is stimulated, then it's able to respond and turn down the sympathetic nervous system when it's inappropriately engaged. So vagal tone is a good thing, and we have access to it right here in the larynx and the pharynx, as well as many other places. But certainly, these are two places where we begin to realize that we actually have techniques that affect these areas of the body. So there are many other ways, of course, of working with a stress response. And one of the primary goals of all the other yoga techniques as well is to begin to balance the nervous system so the mind is not in its stressed out anxiety mode, but rather able to tend to become clear and more focused and calm in many ways. So our practices of Ujjayi and Brahmari are going to affect this area of the anatomy. You remember that Brahmari is a humming breath. It's called the bee breath. So there's a humming that's right here in the larynx, the voice box. And Ujjayi is a whispering kind of sound. So you feel the breath in the pharynx. So those are the two practices that we'll look at to affect this area. And there's just one more thing to think about here with the vagus nerve. Most of its fibers are taking information from the viscera down here and also from here into the brain. So it's giving the brain messages that either messages of contentment and all is well, or messages of distress. So, and it also, in this particular area, has fibers that come down and are they're motor fibers. In other words, they tell the muscles here to contract, or they can operate the muscles of the pharynx and the larynx. So there's both sensory and motor fibers in these two areas. And we can use the breath and our practices to give a stimulation to the vagus nerve because of these sensory fibers that are taking information back. But also when the nervous system is relaxed and the parasympathetic, the vagus nerve tone is good, then the voice is full and sweet, then the breath is relaxed through here, and there's a, you know, there's it works in both directions. You can see also here that this vagus nerve also has fibers up into the palate, in the soft palate, and to the root of the tongue. So all of the mechanisms that are related to swallowing, because now it controls that kind of automatic reflex that goes all the way down through the digestive system. And that was why that gagging reflex, we're actually throwing up water on an empty stomach that I mentioned at the beginning, is working with this area. So this whole area gets cleansed as a result of that. From the yogic perspective now, you can see that here's the kind of core of the brain, right above the palate. And there's a little chakra at the roof of the mouth called the Talu chakra. And the Ajna chakra, of course, rules this whole area, the command center, literally. And this core of the brain is the location of things like the amygdala and the hippocampus, the limbic system of the brain, related to the functions of preservation, shall we say. The survival mechanisms get turned on from this area. So even if we don't register fear or danger, this area of the brain may respond, and then consciously we begin to recognize. The emotional part comes in later, but it's a very hardwired self-preservation kind of area of the brain that's very closely tied to this whole area of the that we're looking at through here. So our practice now is intended not just to quiet the nervous system and create a, you know, a healthy situation internally, but from the yogic perspective, to go one step further, where we're able not only to have the balanced nervous system, but what are we going to do with that? Now we have a clear, calm, and tranquil mind. The yoga practices are about focusing, intensifying that inner awareness here, drawing the mind away from its usual outward fragmented flow through the senses, through memory, through imagination, all those functions of the mind which are useful to us in our worldly life, to withdraw from those and to be able to turn inward, to have an intense inner focus that allows a clearing of the forces that might be impinging on our perception and on our mental capacities, things like old habits or memories, the unconscious mind, the inability to override old habit patterns, karma is another way of thinking about it. So it's a purification of the mind that this inner focus allows us to have. And this is, right in here, is our gateway to having the capacity to actually begin that purification process, which is what our yoga practice is really about. So pranayama is one of the most powerful techniques for creating that inner focus, for drawing together the fragmented mind, and giving us the capacity to stabilize an inner focus, because the mind tends to have these roaming tendencies, as we all know. So the things that are turned on by this part of the mind, the self-preservation, the protection of I-ness, our really strong likes and dislikes, and therefore our aversions and our attachments, all of those are arising out of the very kinds of things that are triggered by this part of the brain. So to be able now to have a way of working with that with a very simple techniques of pranayama, a very concrete way of working physically in the body, is a great gift.